I speak to you in the name of God, lover, beloved, and love. Well, it's the Transfiguration, this great story that happens in the life of this church, the great feast. I was reading a book about the Transfiguration, and the author suggested that we look at the mountain of Transfiguration kind of as a contrast to a mountain that Jesus is going to climb at the end of Lent, a mount to his crucifixion, and kind of hold both of these mountains in tension, where Jesus is brought into his glory, where we see Jesus glorified, both on the Mount of Transfiguration as he becomes illuminated by the presence of God within him, and also on the cross where he's lifted up and glorifies God in his sacrifice. I encourage you to take that metaphor, that image with you throughout this week and throughout the Lenten season as we move forward. We're going to conclude our time talking about things that Jesus said. This season after the Epiphany, we've been focusing on that. And it's interesting, as we have moved through the season, Listen to Him, a series that has come out of this Transfiguration story where the voice from the cloud cries out, listen to Him, this is my child, listen to Him. It's very interesting that our story itself doesn't have any words of Jesus, whereas all of the other readings in the season had Jesus say, follow me, or be silent, or let's keep going. Our reading today has nothing from the mouth of Jesus, and yet we're still called to listen to him. And I want to play with that for a moment today. What happens when we as followers of Jesus are asked to listen to Jesus, but Jesus is silent? What happens when we are asked to listen to Jesus and Jesus isn't saying anything? There are four ideas that I want to think about as we wonder about this. Four different reasons why we might not be able to listen to Jesus, and maybe some ways through it. First, I wonder if we're not able to listen to Jesus, if Jesus isn't saying anything, mostly because we're distracted in this world. Distracted by many things, distracted by our own preoccupations, a family, work, religious practice, all of these different things distract us and cause us not to be able to pay attention to what Jesus is saying. This is possible, and it's even possible in our story this morning of the Transfiguration as it is read from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus doesn't say anything in response to his disciples. And his disciples, we read in the story, are overcome with fear. And one wonders if that fear is what keeps them distracted from being able to listen to the words of Jesus. And I wonder this because in a different gospel, in the Gospel according to Matthew, where we have the same story told, Jesus yet does speak. Jesus takes his friends up in Matthew, just like he does in Mark, and he is transfigured before them in Matthew, just like he is in Mark. And the disciples are terrified, they're afraid in Matthew, just like they are in Mark. But in Matthew, Jesus comes to them and says, get up, do not be afraid. He doesn't do that in Mark. And I just wonder if that's a way for us to acknowledge that sometimes our fears, our anxieties, do not allow us to hear the words of Jesus. I think it's possible. I know in my life that sometimes I get distracted by my own preoccupations of are my children behaving, or do I have enough money, or am I going to be able to pay the bills, or am I praying enough? I get distracted by that anxiety and I miss the words of Jesus, which are always, do not be afraid. Get up. Do not be afraid. What happens when we're asked to listen to Jesus and Jesus doesn't seem to be saying anything? Well, maybe that's an opportunity for us to reflect on whether or not we are distracted. There's another opportunity, though, another possibility of why Jesus might not be speaking, or why we might not be able to hear the words of Jesus. It might be that Jesus is speaking, but we're not used to where his voice is coming from. I think this happens more often than not, because of course we are confident that Jesus is speaking to us in Scripture, right? We're confident that Jesus is speaking to us in church. We're confident that Jesus is speaking to us in our times of prayer, but do we recognize that Jesus also speaks from different voices in different places? Are we listening to the words of Jesus from those who aren't Christian? Are we listening to the words of Jesus from those who aren't part of our socioeconomic class? Are we listening to the voice of Jesus from people of color? Sometimes Jesus is speaking, but we're just not used to where his voice is coming from. What happens when we're asked to listen to Jesus and Jesus doesn't say anything? Well, sometimes what that means for us is we need to look around and find out where Jesus is speaking, because Jesus is speaking. Well, here's another idea. What happens when we're asked to listen and Jesus isn't saying anything? Well, sometimes, you know what? Jesus isn't saying anything. That is true. We call this experience in the Christian church the dark night of the soul. This was a phrase coined by St. John of the Cross about 500, 600 years ago. This is a time in our hearts when, despite our best intentions or just due to circumstance, we feel like we are absent from God, or God is absent from us, that we're separated from God like night separates us from things of light. We don't get the sense in our heart or in our body that God is with us. God is silent. One of the stories of scripture that comes to my mind in this example is Jesus on the cross when he says, "Father, Father, why have you abandoned me?" I wonder if you've ever felt that before. This dark night when you so long for God to speak to you, for Jesus to say something, and you are so ready to listen, but that voice does not come. Maybe your dark night is a dark night of sickness or depression. Maybe your dark night is a dark night of a fractured relationship or of a family that's disordered. Maybe your dark night is a dark night of belief, wondering if God is real or if all of this is just foolhardy. Sometimes Jesus isn't speaking. And in these dark nights, we are encouraged to listen to those around us. Listen to the other voices around us. If Jesus is not speaking, well, listen to St. John of the Cross, who talks about the dark night. If Jesus isn't speaking, well, listen to Teresa of Avila. If Jesus isn't listening, speaking to you, listen to St. Julian of Norwich. If Jesus isn't speaking to you, well, listen to that person who you respect and love sitting across the screen from you in your church. Sometimes Jesus isn't speaking. That's reality. What we are asked to do is listen to one another so that we have people to walk with us through our dark nights. Now, the fourth idea I want to get into, what happens when we're asked to listen to Jesus and Jesus isn't saying anything, is to think about this. It comes from a line from Catherine of Siena, I believe, or maybe it's Teresa of Avila. I'll have to look it up. Sometimes Jesus isn't speaking because we're not speaking. Christ has no body now but ours. No hands, no feet, no voice but ours. Sometimes Jesus isn't speaking because we are not speaking up. Sometimes Jesus isn't speaking because we're not telling people to not be afraid and helping them get up. Sometimes Jesus isn't speaking because our own mouths aren't moving, expressing God's plan and hope for this world. If Jesus is silent, maybe we need to open our ears and see if our mouths are silent. Because Jesus speaks through us. Jesus blesses this world through us. Jesus holds this world through us. Jesus speaks to this world through us. So I wonder, as we imagine Jesus on the top of the Mount of Transfiguration, that voice coming out of the cloud saying, "Listen to him," and we respond, "Well, what is Jesus saying? He's not saying anything. in this story. Let's do four things. First, let's look in our hearts and see if we are being distracted by anything. And if we are, remove those distractions so that we once again can hear the words of Jesus. Second, if we can't hear the voice of Jesus, maybe we're listening in the wrong place. Let's listen elsewhere. Maybe Jesus is speaking through your neighbor, to the grocery store worker. Let's listen. Third, if Jesus is not speaking and you're going through the dark night of the soul, connect to a Christian friend, either a saint of the past or of the present, who can walk with you. And fourth, if Jesus isn't speaking, maybe it's because you're not speaking. So let's speak up in the name of Jesus Christ, telling this world not to be afraid, to get up and to go on. In the name of Jesus Christ, our friend and our helper. Amen.